This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abam. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. Thank you, Rabbi Yeager, for giving the Dvar Halach last couple of days. We're in the middle of Siman Tzadi Tes. We're up to the Ramah in Sif Aleph. We're learning the halachos of a drunk for tefillah for Shemana Esrei. The Mechaber said that if somebody drank wine or avias, he should not daven until the effects of the wine are removed. And if you drank more, so if you could be medaber lefnei hamelech, then if you davened, your tefillah is a tefillah. And if you can't daven, then your tefillah is a toyeva, and you need to daven again when the effects of your alcohol have been removed. Now, I want to correct myself, because last time we saw the Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Hey, who said that when a person davens when they're drunk, that their tefillah is a toyeva, the Mishnah Berurah added that it's also considered like you served Avodah Zarah. So I understood it that, by definition, toyeva means Avodah Zarah, and therefore applied it to somebody who davens if they have to use the bathroom. However, I don't think that's correct. By shikur, the Gemara has an explicit limud. A, it's a toyeva, and B, it's like your oved avodah zarah. By someone who davens when they have to go to the bathroom, the Gemara only says it's like a toyeva. The Gemara does not say it's like your oved avodah zarah. Okay. And so if you are not able to be medar lefnei hamelech, your tefillah is not effective. And even if the zman tefillah passed, then the halacha is your mashlamed afterwards, like a din of a shagig. So we're up to the Ramah. Sivka, the Ramah says, V'din kriya shema k'din tefillah. The din of shema is like shema nesrei. Avoshar brachos, other brachos, yachal levarech afa pishu shikr. You're allowed to make even though you're drunk. So that's interesting to know. Other brachos you're allowed to make even though you're drunk. Says Mishnah Berurah, V'din kriya shema. Ubirchos kriya shema gam kein dinam k'kriya shema. The dinam of kriya shema have the same din as kriya shema. To me, that's very interesting, because I was just in a situation on two occasions where I was mesupik whether I should daven or not. On the way to Australia, think about this, on the way to Australia, you have a situation where the day changes, but there's no new sunrise. It's a new day. You cross the time zone, your timeline. Not just the international timeline, you crossed a halachic timeline. It was Monday, and then it becomes Tuesday. Do I need to daven shachris again? So that's a change in calendar date or weekday without a change in sunrise. On the way back, at the opposite, where there was no change in the day, in the calendar day, but there was a new sunrise. So when I'm coming back from Australia to California, so I'm going from day into the night. So I'm experiencing a new sunrise, but it's still, the whole time, it was still Sunday. So basically, both of those are sveikos, whether you daven again, okay? So I'm going to say Shema, Safik Daraisa L'chumra. I'm not going to say Baruch Shamar Yishtabach, because I can't make a bracha misafik. But Birchas Kriya Shema, okay, you would make. I, Safik Brachas L'hakel, Birchas Kriya Shema go along with Kriya Shema. So if I'm saying Shema, once I'm a chuyv to say Shema, we had this before, I'm a chuyv to say Birchas Kriya Shema. I'll tell you the truth, I wasn't able to, because there wasn't enough time in that small amount of time between sunrise and landing, but I could have, okay? So, whatever, I'm just telling you, this Mishnah Berurah says that Dine Birchas, so in other words, other brachos you can make as a shikur, not Birchas Krishma. Birchas Krishma will usually have the same din as Krishma itself. Okay, Kedin Tfila, Hainu Da'af Shasoy Asar L'Cherchila B'Krishma. That is, someone who's drunk, l'cherchila can't say Shema. V'alavush kasav, d'yesh makilim b'kriya Shema. So, in other words, what does it mean that it has a din of tefillah? That l'cherchila, a shikr, can't say Shema. V'alavush says there are those who are lenient with Shema. Afim hu shikr. Why? D'shani tefillah shu bakashas tzrachav. Tefillah is different because you're requesting your needs. V'chein kasav b'ilkutei haramban b'soifai. I would have said a different reason why we could be makel by Kriya Shema. Because by Kriya Shema, it's not Oymed Lefnei HaMelech. We had this many times. When you daven Shema Nesrei, you're Oymeh Lefnei HaMelech. By Kriya Shema, you're not Oymeh Lefnei HaMelech. So maybe you could say Shema as a drunk. I'm not sure why that svara is not used over here. Mendy will write down the question. Well, Lefi Dvarav, second line. Achin bever hagra herchiv levayer devei hayushalmi sheyesh binyan zeh. The gra explains this Yushalmi at length. The lefi dvarav, according to his words, maskanas hayushalmi lasar shikar b'kriya shema. The maskan Yushalmi is to asar a shikar and shema. Al ken yesh lizar lechadchila. Therefore, you should be careful lechadchila shaloi lavoi lidei kach, that you do not come to this, namely to say, to be in a state of shichros when it comes to Shema. V'diyeved im neshtaker, v'diyeved, if you were drunk, ein liftar sasim v'kriya Shema, do not exempt yourself from Kriya Shema. Mishum zeh, uke'ein shekasav ha-magin avram l'kamam sim kovpe l'inya brechus ha-mazoin, like the Magen Avram says in sim kovpe regarding brechus ha-mazoin. Now, I don't know why he's invoking brechus ha-mazoin, because brechus ha-mazoin are shar brachos, and shar brachos, the Rama says, you are allowed to say if you're drunk. We'll see in a minute what the dershu says. Vim yafug yenai, if the effects wore off, ad shloi avar zman kriya shema, before the zman kriya shema passed, yachzav yikra parshios, then you should say over the parshios. In other words, if you said shema as a shikar, and then the effects of the wine wore off, then say shema again. Now, Right. But would the second thing apply where you're not able to be Omer L'Tayim? What?
For sure, but
so I'm saying why? When so that when the Levush says Yesh Makil Makrishma Afshim Shikar, that's only if it's Yachal Adaber L'Tayim Melech? But if it's Einu Yachal Adaber, then he wouldn't be lenient? I'm not sure. Because he's saying Shema is like Shemana Esrei. The Levush says, no, you could be lenient by Kriya Shema. He doesn't say that's only if it's Yachal Adaber L'Tayim Melech. And why don't we have a leniency by Shema that you're not Oymed Lefnei HaMelech? By the way, when we say B'diyevet, if you got drunk, don't patter yourself from Kriya Shema. What about Birchas Kriya Shema? Rosh Shlomo Zalman says don't make, because they're Drabbanan. Why? But you're allowed to make other brachas if you're a shikar. The Mishnah Berurah says that you should not be lenient regarding Shema, similar to what the Magen Avraham says regarding Berachas HaMazon, where the Magen Avraham says, since Berachas HaMazon Daraisa, you should say it. Okay. Let's see what the halach is by shar brachos. Avo shar brachos, you could be mevarich even though you're a shikar. Kalal b'zeh af brachos ha-mazon shidaraisa. This includes even benching, which is daraisa. V'ayin l'kamam sim kopeheu v'mashik ha-sabti. Sham yachal levarich. Avol ein mitzarf noisel minyan asara. You can make it. But if a guy's a shikar, he's not part of the minyan. Ulinyan shloshel ziman efshad ha-shari. He could be mitzarif for a ziman. Shehu shikar, even though you're shikar, ayin b'ber hagra, ulefi dvarav, yesh, look in the b'er hagra. The b'er hagra is machmir, by shar brachis. Ulefi dvarav, yesh lahachmir l'chachila b'shikar, sheni yochel adarbe l'tnei ha-melech, af b'shar brachis. According to the gra, a shikar is not able to be madar l'tnei ha-melech, we're machmir, even by shar brachis. Now, you're allowed to learn Torah when you're a shikr or a shasoy, but you can't pass him. Chen kasa prim gan yardei siman aleph siv katan lamed hey b'mishpat zois zahav, that you should not say brachais if you're einu yachal adar b'lefnei amach. V'chol zeh kishalo yigel shichrusa shalait. All of this is if you're not a shikr like loit. Dilav hachi otherwise kishoyta yichashav l'gam l'kolyama. Everyone would say you're like an imbecile. Upater az mikala mitzvahs, and you're exempt from all mitzvahs. Al ken afil b'di'evet. Therefore, even b'di'evetim kara az uberich loy miftar b'kach. If you said Shema then, or you made a bracha, you're not exempt. Sharei pater hayibay sasha, because at that time you're pater v'chay v'achay l'achsav l'kuros l'varich, and you would have to repeat whatever it is you did at that time. Okay, siv beis. There are ways to have the effects of your wine wear off, namely if you walk a mil or if you sleep. So derech mil, walking a mil, which is 18 minutes, v'shena kolshehu, or a little bit of sleep, mefigen es hayayin. It wears off the effect of wine. V'hani mili kishashas ravias. That's only if you drank a ravias or less. Avlam shasa yois, if you drank more, kolshekein shashena mishakartai v'derech tairadatai. Then certainly, the sleep makes you more drunk, and the walking makes you more confused. This, that, walking exacerbates the effects of wine if you drank more than revius. That's if you walk on your feet. But if you're riding on an animal, then the riding does cause the effects of the wine to wear off. Says the Mishnah Berurah, derech mil, bein b'mahalech u'bein b'roichev. A derech mil, which is mefigen, it causes the effects to wear off. That is whether you're walking or riding. Some say when you ride, it's only 3 mil. Mishakartai, sleep will make, if you drank more than the revius, will make you more drunk. Davka shena ma'at, that's a little bit of sleep. Avo shena harbe mefigasai. If you drink a lot, if you sleep a lot, it will cause the effects to wear off. Another etza to remove the effects of wine, the Shulchan Aruch brings later on in Siman Shin Chav Ches, that you should anoint the palms of your hand and feet with oil and salt, or you should smoke tobacco. Why? Not sure. Probably because smoking tobacco kills you. So once you're dead, you won't be able to be drunk. But you still might have a hard time. Davening. Anyway, the Kav Chaim says you could drink vinegar. That does it every time. Or eat cabbage or bitter almonds. Fine. Aval roichev, but riding will definitely be mefig the yain. She'en loy tarach kolkach. That it's not such an occupation. See, walking is harder, so if you drank a lot, it will make you more drunk. Not so riding on an animal. And here the Mishnah points out, v'husha rachav shloisha milan. That's if you ride 3 mil. We come akum ha'kolafi roi v'ayayin. It all depends how much wine you had. Shemihir b'lishtas might, if you drank really a lot, ein derech shloisha milan mefigasai, the walk is not going to cause the effects to wear off. Sif gimel. Kol echad shu shasoi sagilei lefi mashim agish benavshe shiaf againai. Anyone who is drunk, it's enough in accordance with how he feels he is able to dilute the effects of the wine. Haga, meaning it's a personal thing, it's very subjective, and it's dependent on many considerations. Haga, v'lachin einis har b'yena shalanu shein chazakin. Therefore, nowadays, we are not that careful with our wines, which are like, you know, they're like grape juice. Shem espan l'api sheshas revius yoyser. Nowadays, if you drank more than revius, you could daven. So that's interesting, because we saw in the Gra, the Gra is machmer by Shar Brachais. So the question is, you know, nowadays, let's say by the Seder, somebody drank 4 cups of wine, so then what? You can't make the bracha achroina on the 4th cup because you're a half a shikr, according to the Gra. Would the Gra say you can't make that bracha? L'chayr not. Why? Because our wines, you know, you have this Ramah to rely on. Our wines are not that strong, and we daven even if you drank more than Ravias. V'koshiken mespal mitoch siddur should be other. Certainly if you daven in a siddur, she'en choshishin l'shichras ma'at. We're not worried about a little drunkenness, kenerali. Says the Ramah, v'lachin ein zekoy ashosoy. This is going on someone who drank wine. She'en boy iserb ela l'charchila. Someone who drank wine is only usher to daven l'charchila. We said, shasa yayin al yispalel. He shouldn't daven l'charchila. So him, we say, that b'zman hazeh, our wines are not so strong, and you could daven l'charchila. Avol b'shikr, shatzulas ta'eva, someone who's drunk, whose tefillah is an abomination, vada yeshu zara filo didan, certainly you should be careful even for us, v'tzach lachsar ulespalel. I don't think people at a seder have a din of a shikr. You know, they're not a shikr. Even though you may have drank, you know, you drank before the meal a ravias, or even less sometimes, roi ravias. Then you had a whole meal. So what are you dealing with already? You're dealing with the third and the fourth cup. I don't think, if you're a shikr after the third and the fourth cup, pal, you know, man it up. I don't think you should be a shikr after a three kais gimel and dalad. So then, l'chadchila, you could rely on the Ramah. That what? That our wines are not so strong. She'ein choshishin, haynu liya'ah. Says Ramah, says Mishnah Berurah, haynu liya'ashev haminag. That's to answer the custom that people are lenient. Kamakum ein nachin, it's still not correct. To daven after more than Ravias. Kasa b'yam shel shon perak be'zabeah, uvi yom tov yachal espal minchaf v'bishashay sekzas. On Yom Tov, you could daven, even though you drank a little bit. There's no way to really wait until the wine wears off. Certainly nowadays, nowadays anyway, we don't have so much kavana. You don't have to be makbid if somebody drank wine. The Yom Shel Shlomo also says that since on Yom Tov there's a mitzvah l'smayach, Hashem will be makabel your tefillah even in such a matzav. Since you're sameach v'toiv lev b'simchasoy shal makayim. So the question is, would that apply to Purim? Let's say somebody drank on Purim. Now if he's a shikr, tfilasay tayeva. But if somebody just drank a lot of wine, and now they want to daven marav, so could we say they're being mekayim the mitzvah, they have a chiyuv of adol yada? Okay, they could have followed the Mishnah Berurah to drink ma'ad yoyser milimudam, but there are opinions to drink adolo yada. So could the person who's a shasoy daven in such a state, according to the Yom Shel Shlomoy, that on Yom Tov there's a mitzvah l'smayach? Or you could say, on Yom Tov there's a mitzvah midairaisa, and actually, it's not a mitzvah, it's a chiyuv. On Yom Tov, it's a chiyuv to have yayin. It's a mitzvah to eat meat. It's a chiyuv to have yayin. So then Hashem will be mekabel your tefillah. On Purim, even though there's also a chiyuv, there's no chiyuv to do the shir of more than ma'at yoyser milimudai. But l'chor, you could rely on that. In other words, if somebody drinks a lot on Purim, they're not drunk. If you're drunk, you can't daven. No way around it. But you're just a little bit high. L'chayra, there's a Yom Shel Shlomo to rely on, that it's l'chayra, that it's a mitzvah, l'smayach. Okay. Okay, Rabbi, so we'll hold it over here, and we'll pick it up tomorrow in Si'if, Simen Kuf. Okay? Where? Oh. I missed that, thank you. So, Yom Tov, Purim is like Yom Tov. Why? E efshar lahamtin ad shi'af agenoi. Very good. Shkoyach. Thank you. Shkoyach. So Magen Avraham says Purim is like Yom Tov. So l'chayra, you have both reasons. You have the reason of E efshar lahamtin. I mean, the Purim Suda is over. So now what? I'm not going to be able to wait until the wine wears off. And number two, l'maisa it's a mitzvah. Yeah, for sure.
But according to the Gra, back in the day when they didn't have a week of wine.
Or for those who drink other things on Purim other than Yayin, the thing is, then you don't, there's no mitzvah to do that. There's no Indian to do that. So you don't have, you don't have the reason of the mitzvah. Yeah, what?
What do you say on according to the Gra, in the times when the wine wasn't weak, when they had real wine, times of the Gemara, but what did you say that night? After four crises, and as you see, you have a thousand is sheer, you have four giant crises of wine. I assume at the end of the night, it's really good to be real. can't make a bracha for them.
Well, you mean the guy's a shikr, or? Also, according to the Gra, by the way, it's only Einu Yachal Dar L'Femech, and it's only L'Chat Chila. But L'Maisa, Pesach night, it's already B'diyeved. You have to drink the wine. So, like, what are you going to do? L'Chor, that's a situation of B'diyeved. The Chumrah of the Gra, that Shar Brachos are like Tefillah, is only L'Chat Chila. So, you know, in this type of situation, it could be it's B'diyeved. What are you supposed, you know, you have no choice. You have to drink the wine. Okay, Rabbi Isai, have a good day, everyone. Kol Tov.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.